Okay, today's daf is daf Ayin Vav. Now we got to the bottom only of Ayin Hey and Beis. We are trying to figure out exactly where Rabbi Eliezer is coming from, where he says, Lo Yisa, Kusi, Lo Yisa, Kusis. A Kusi cannot marry a Kusis. Gemara says, now we had three machlokas when it came to the status of a Kusi. Let's take it up around 10 lines from the bottom. Shlosh machlokas bedavar. There are three way machlokas about the matter of a Kusi. Rabbi Shmuel, Savar Kusim Geri Arayosein. That the Kusim were forced into Geiris, and therefore wasn't a full Geiris, at least it's a Suffolk at best. The Kohanim Shinit Bobahem Kohanim Psulim, and the Kohanim that assimilated among them started living with the Kusim in the same communities, they were Pasul. Shinemar Vayasu Lehem Miktosem Kohane Bamos. And we said, Amar Rabba Barbarchan, Amar Biochan Minakutim Shebaam, from the thorns of the nation, and says the Gemara, Mishim Hachi Paslinu. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, that the Kusim are Kusei Arayosim, and the Kohanim are all the Kohanim from that area are Pasul. Next opinion is Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva Savar, Kusim Geri Emesim. They were really true converts. The Kohanim Shinit Buhan Kohanim Ksherim, and therefore the Kohanim who lived among them and married them are Kasher. They're not going to be disqualified because they're considered real Gerim. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Vayasu Lehem Miktosam Kohanim Bamos. So it was Miktosam in here. Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochan, Mina Bechirim Shebam, of the best of the nation. Miktosam means the lashon of Kata, I guess, the end, the edge, the top edge. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. And Ella, so then, El Mipnei Ma Asrim, so why do we say it's Asr to marry the Kusim then, if they're Geri Emes, and they're in the everyone's kasher there? Mipnei Shahu Miyabimim Es Harusos, Upotrin. They made a very fundamental mistake in halacha. They said that let's say a person, a woman was engaged, and then her husband died, so now she's a widow, so then you could do yibum in that case, which is fine. But then potrin esa nesuo, says Rashi, mina chalita, top of ayin vav, from chalita. If they were married, they wouldn't require a chalita. So now this woman thinks she's single and can get married, but she's really zakuk to the yavam. Because no chalitza was performed, and says Gemara, so therefore she's going to marry somebody else, but she's really zakuk liyavam, and therefore it's an isser la for her to marry anybody else when she's still attached to this brother-in-law for this time until chalitza is done. There's an isser lav, and says the Gemara, it says Rashi rather, l'Rabbi Kiva b'nei chai v'lavin mamzerin him. So since these women who are attached to these brother-in-laws because their husband died and they left a widow, and no chalitza was done, and they marry other people, those children are going to be mamzerim l'fi Rabbi Kiva. That was the problem. My Darshi, what was the drasha, the mistake they made in this drasha of allowing a woman to go out when she's still attached to the brother-in-law? So the Pasuk says, Lo siya eishes hames hachutza liish zar. The man, the woman of the dead, the widow, should not go to the ish zar. What does that mean? Hach dias vachutza. He lo se alijar. One, the woman who sits bachutza, outside, meaning hasn't yet got married, only got engaged, she's attached to the man, but bachutza, she's attached externally to the man, she's an arusa only. That's when we said lo se alijar. She cannot marry another man until she gets a chalitza. Aval, but now the drush they're making is, hach de lo yas bachutza. That woman who does not sit outside, but she sits inside in the house, she's married to the man now who dies, then tiye lijar, she's allowed to marry another man without requiring a chalitza. That was their mistake in this Joshua. And then just finishing the line here, Rabbi Kiva Latame, Damar Yesh Mamzer Mechaibi Lavim. So when she goes ahead and gets married to somebody else incorrectly, then becomes an Isser Lav, and Rabbi Kiva thinks that a Chaibi Lavin will produce Mamzer. Those are the first two opinions. Again, Rabbi Shmuel holds Geri Emes, Rabbi Shmuel holds Geri Arayos, and Rabbi Kiva holds Geri Emes. Now comes the third opinion. Yeshomim, Lefi Shein Bekim Bikdikduke Mitzos. Because, and Rashi says that's Rabbi Eliezer, which the Gemara will say very shortly, they are not Bekin in Halacha. They don't know the Halacha properly. And therefore, Gemara says, Man Yesho, who's the Yeshomim who says they're not Bekin in Mitzos? Man Yeshomim, Amar Raf Idi Bar Avin Rabbi Eliezer. The Brisa says, it appears in a number of places in Shas, Matzah's Kusi. What happens if a Kusi bakes Matzah? Am I allowed to eat this or not? Muteris. Tanakama holds his mutter. V'adam yotzi bari dechavasa bepesach. I can have a kusi, make my matzah, and I can be yotzi. We trust that he did everything correctly. Rabbi Eliezer, oser, he says, oser. Lefi she'ein b'kim b'kdukte mitzvahs. They're not going to properly make the matzah. They're going to make a mistake. Let it rise and let it sit out for too long. And then comes along Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, omer, kol mitzvah she'echziko b'kusim, harbe midaktin bal yosem Yisrael. He says, no. Any mitzvah that they took upon themselves, they actually do better than we can. So if it's a mitzvah that we know they're careful about, then we could trust them. If it's a mitzvah that they're not careful about, then we can't trust them. So he doesn't tell us what he thinks about matzah in particular, but that's the klal, the rule that you have to follow. But we're drawing out from these brises that Rabbi Eliezer holds, you cannot trust their matzah because in general, across the board, lefi she'ein b'kim b'dikduke mitzvos. So for that very same reason, says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer thinks that's why kusi cannot marry kusis, because they're not b'kim in mitzvos. So if you look at Rashi now, they just, draw the full circle here. Rashi says, lefi she'ein b'kim. The Gemara will explain what the bikin you have to be for kusim. Let's go right there now. So Gemara says now. So now we've established that Rabbi Elazar says kusim are not bikin b'mitzvah. So how does that affect our halacha that a kusi can't marry kusis? So Gemara says elahacha my ein bikin. So in our context now, by getting married, what's the ein bikin? What are they lacking? What are they not experts in? They don't know the halachas, the proper halachas of kedushin and gershin, and the concern perhaps that they're going to marry someone who's already married. Now we can go back to that Rashi for a second. Actually, Rashi didn't really get through everything here, but there's a safek eishes ish. Anytime there's anything to do with marriage, we don't trust them, and therefore you can't marry kusi or kusis. It's possible one kusi is married, one's not married. And they don't know bikin, therefore they can't marry each other. Gemara now says, "Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Bar Avua, Mamzer Me'achoso, Mamzer Meishes Ach, Nizarvu Behem." He gives a different reason as to why you cannot marry within the kusim, because there's a concern that a mamzer from a sister or a mamzer from a brother's wife, might have gotten mixed among them. So therefore, we don't allow them to get married. So Gemara says, "My Kamash Malon." What's he teaching us by this? Is he saying this to explain the kusi part? Let's just see. Yeah, exactly. He explains still the kusi part. So Gemara says, "My kamash malon." What's he teaching us here? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "My kamash malon, hi mamzer me'achoso de kaparish mimai havav lo tani mamzer stama." Why didn't Rav Nachman just say there's a concern that a mamzer got mixed among the kusim? Why does he have to say mamzer from achoso and then mamzer from eshach? The concern is that there's a mamzer that may have got mixed among the kusim, so we don't allow them to get married with each other. Why is he giving two examples of a mamzer? We know what a mamzer is. So Gemara explains, "My kamash malon and the yesh mamzer mechayvi krisus." Is he teaching us that where the line with Rashi says, "Yesh mamzer mechayvi krisus kamash malon ulafuki miman damar ein mamzer ela mechayvi bisis bezin," like we saw the other day. That some hold that mamzerim only come from chiv mises bezin. So he says, no, we assume even mamzerim can be generated from chayvik krisus even. That's what he's coming to teach us. So Gemara says, why not nisnechad? They just teach one of them. Teach mamzer me'achoso. Mamzer me'achoso is an iser karis. To be with a sister is a karis. So once you teach us that a mamzer me'achoso, so in kavachomer, it says mamzer from a more severe iser of a chiv mises bezdin. So just teach one of them that a me'achoso, and that's enough. So Gemara explains, the reason why he chose two examples is because ma'isha shahaya Kachaya. Apparently there is, I guess, such an event that happened, that the taka was a mamzer from an achoso and a mamzer from an eshetach that got mixed among the kusim. So that's why I gave those two examples, because that's what had happened. Rava Amar, Rava says a different reason why you cannot have a kusi marry kusis is because Eved v'shivcha nisarvu behem. Because the Eved and Shifcha got mixed among them, and they were assumed to be kusim when in fact they were not really kusim, and that's why you cannot have them marry within each other. So Gemara says, Isur Mishum Mai, what's the Isur in there? Mishum and Shifcha, it's all Shifcha, so Nifsechada. So why are you giving an example of both an Eved and a Shifcha? Just to give one example, if you can, because it's an Eved, might get mixed among them, or because a Shifcha might get mixed among them, why give two examples? So the Gemara explains, because Ma'isa Shahaya Kachaya, because that's apparently what had happened once, that once an Eved and a Shifcha got mixed among the Kusim, so that's why they gave those examples.
It sounds like here it's even stronger the question, because if an Eved is mixed amongst them, it doesn't affect the Vlad at all.
Right.
Like if an Eved marries a Shifcha.
That's what Rashi says here. So therefore it's only a concern of a Shifcha. So why are they saying an Eved? So in the end of the day, so what's the answer here? So Ma'aseh Nishari Kachaya, so the fact that an Eved got mixed among them, what's the big deal anyways? Has it solved the problem?
Why Eved is not?
An Eved who's a Bas Yisrael, the Vlad's Kusher.
I guess it's a Pagam, so we're just telling you, just mentioning the Pagam. That would not answer.
Uh-huh. Okay. Fine. The new Mishnah tells us now, Hanosa Isha Kohenes, a man who marries a Kohenes, a Bas Kohen, Tzarech Livdok Acharel Arba Imahos. You have to check her where she comes from, her four mothers, let's see what that means, Shehein Shmona, that are actually going to be eight. So you have to go, let's see how this all works out. Gemara's Mishnah says, Ima, check her mother. So, and then you have to check, make sure that she's a Bas Yisrael. So, Shemana, again, Ima, Aim Ima, her maternal grandmother, Aim Avi, Ima, her mother's paternal grandmother. It's not going to help by me saying any of these things, but Aim Avi Ima, that's number three. And then,
her mother.
Did we do that already?
No.
Ima?
The grandmother mother.
Okay, Ema, and Ema via her father's mother, her paternal grandmother, Vima, Veim Avia via Vima. Okay, so I'm sure there's a chart in one of these. No, the mind does not have a chart, I don't think.
No, what for sure?
No, okay. Yeah. Either way, there's a.
Is there a Kohen who wants to marry her?
No, I think a regular person marrying a Kohenis.
What's the story after the such research? What's the reason?
To make sure she's Jewish. I think just I'm Jewish. Now, Kohanim have greater yichus than Yisrael. You have to check as far back for Leviah, and you still have to check even further back, because Kohanim, once she's established to be a Kohen, we assume that the father did his proper research as well, her when married. So there's one less level needed for this. But you have to make sure the research, I think the concern is to make sure that she's Jewish. And she's not an apostle. Right. Any psul. Look for anything. Make sure she's kosher. So that's when it comes to marrying a Kohenis. When it comes to Leviah of Yisrael, it says the Mishnah, Mosif and Allah and Orecha, you have to add another generation. All right, whatever that is. Okay, yeah. Aima, Ima, 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 Ima. Fine.
He doesn't mention the father.
Does not mention the father. No. Correct.
I did.
The Gemara will explain why this is. The Gemara is going to explain why. No, we'll see why. We'll see why. Gemara says, "Ein botkin lo minim es beach lemala." Let's say you find out that the father or someone in the family during the research worked in the mizbeach, was a kohen. You don't need further research because we only allow. The Gemara will explain that we only allow someone who already has yichus to work as a kohen. So we see that we assume that the Lishchas Agazis and the Sanhedrin did their research. So once you find somewhere along the way that there's a Kohen and he worked at it on the Mizbeach, you don't need further research. And so, Ein Botkin lo min haMizbeach lemala, v'lo min haDuchen ulemala. Let's say you find out along the way that he was a Levi and he was actually singing on the Duchen, on that little stand in the Beis HaMikdash. That too, we only allow people to Yichas, Levim, Yichas to sing. So that's also, that ends your research.
That's why the Gemara is so masculine.
Exactly. Correct. Lo min haSanhedrin lemala. Also, when it comes to people on the Sanhedrin, also the same thing. We only let people yichas work on the Sanhedrin. So once you find out that he's on the Sanhedrin, so then that also ends the research. V'chol shiuchzaku avosav mishotei harabim. If we assume that there's a family that have been shotei rabbin, have been serving as a certain officer, police officers, among the tzibur, that's a certain position, or gabai tzedakah, yumasin lakuna. You're allowed to have them marry a kohen. The Gemara will explain all this when we get there in Amud Beis. Okay. Vein tzarech livdok acharein, and you don't have to check any further. Rabbi Yossi omer af mishu chosim eid, Be'arche hayishana shel tzipori. Also, a very limited case, but if a person served as an aide in this place, Rashi says, you see four wide lines down. Actually, look at three wide lines down. Af misha hayachasim be'arche hayishana shel tzipori. Ir smucha l'tzipori sheshma yishana. Yashna, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it. But person who signed in this city, an old city apparently, that's the name of the city, sorry. The Yashna is the name of the city that was next to Tzipori, perhaps a suburb of Tzipori, so that place would only allow Edom with Yichus to sign, so then that too would qualify as a good Yichus. Okay, then the Gemisha says, finish it off, says, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Omer, af mi shehaya muchtav basachos shamelech. So to the Gemara will explain, if he signed up, written about in the Sacha shamelech, the Gemara will explain what that means. I'm not sure. We'll see if the Gemara explains this. I don't know. Gemara now says, this is Ricky's question. Why are we only checking the mothers? Why not the fathers? So Gemara says something very, very interesting. So Gemara answers, when women fight with each other, they say, you're a zona, they say very nasty things to each other, about arayos. But they don't mention anything about a person's yichus, only about the things that they, the maisim that they do, but not where they come from. Bavim isa dika milsa lo asa islekala. And if there were to be some psul within the women, there's no way for us to find out. But gavri dichiminsi badade, men have no limits. Not only they're going to make fun of the guys of Averos, but they're going to make fun of his father and his mother and his family. So gavri dichiminsi badade hadade myuchsin huminasi. You know, you are, whatever term you want to use, you come from a bad source. So exactly, you're mamzer. So they'll start calling each other mamzerim, and we'll know about it. So if the guy's really a mamzer, we've heard about it. We've heard about this before. So there's no need to do any research. And if we didn't hear about it, it's safe to assume that he's not a mamzer.
I love the fights in the
ground. Okay, I know you do. I was thinking the same thing.
Big.
I was thinking the same thing, but it might be based on the following idea. Again, this is I was going to say shouldn't leave this room, but it's left the room already, and as I put this on pause. But usually when a person is a person who gets into fights, and not a warm and peaceful guy, I think there's a Gemara that says it somehow indicates there's a certain psul that he might have. So again, I'm trying to suggest anybody who gets into fights is a mom's there. We saw that, didn't we see it? Oh, right, there we go, okay.
What did we say?
Two families that have problems.
So I guess it's gotten out of the room already. So either way, so that's the idea, that if there's fighting, that shows some level of psul. A guy's a peaceful guy, like you, so there's no question about that. Everyone in this room, I guess, are all peaceful people, so there's no shiloh about anyone in this room. But the person who starts to fight, so then if they start calling him a mamzer, so then we have to assume he's a mamzer. If they don't call him a mamzer, so then we assume he has good yichus. Okay. Gemara now says, V'ihi nami tibdok be bididei. So she should also check him. She should also check him what? Rashi says, four lines up from the bottom, Ihinami hakwenes, the kohenes herself, amaylo hitzvicha livdok biyichas baila dali mahos. So now she's getting married. So when he's marrying the kohenes, so the chasan has to check their kalas, all her mothers. Mothers, grandmothers, great-great-grandmothers. So now we only have to check the mother side, because the father side, the fathers are all good. Otherwise we would have heard something. But now when she's marrying him, why doesn't she have to check his mothers and his grandmothers as well? So the Gemara answers, "Misayle le Rav, damar Rav Yehuda, damar Rav lo who's haruk sheros li nasei lepsulim." The issur of marrying a psul is only a man can't marry someone who disqualifies him, but the sheros, the women who are kosher, the kohenes and the levi and the israelis, they have no obligation to marry someone kosher. They can marry someone psul and there's no problem at all. That's why she does not have to do any investigation. The investigation is only incumbent upon the chasen to check out who the family of the kala is. Okay, Rav Ada bar Ava Tani. But it could be that maybe he himself, but maybe from his.
Well, then there is
his mother, right? So.
You know, we're banking on that. None of the men are possible because the other guys make fun of him. So here it's the same thing.
Right.
You know, if we would have any puzzle from their app, they would have made fun of him.
Right. It could be. Yeah.
The call only comes out on the person who's the direct offspring of that union. So we're checking each of these generations individually.
Right.
So we're talking about who we're checking, those people, there'd be a call on each individual one.
Right.
But now, for her to check him, to go back two generations.
I think he himself would have a call if his ancestors were possible.
No, only if he himself was the product of that. So that's why if he's a father or a grandfather himself, the reason we wouldn't have to check him is because if he himself was the source of that.
Meaning because the fact that he doesn't have any offspring, people wouldn't be talking to him.
No, I think what I'm saying is that he might be fine himself, directly, his parents, but he might be like a grandson, let's say, of a psul. So that person's not going to say, "Oh, you're a son of
a son of a mom's heir." But in the case of the mother, of the girl, you don't check the father. You don't check the grandfather. Yeah, you check the grandfather, but. So, because you say that, you don't check them because those have a call. So this guy also has a call. The fact that each father didn't have one. Understand? You keep on going on the same idea that men have called. Doesn't make it that that was the father.
No, we're not checking the father's side. We're not checking the father's side. We're checking the father's
Yeah.
So the mothers could have had a problem.
You're checking both the mother's side and the father's side, but only the woman from those sides.
Right. So so too by the chassan theory, you should check the woman of.
I understand, but the fact that the he would have been, meaning, if the mother would have been something wrong with the mother, he would be also possible, and then would be making fun of.
But I'm saying he wouldn't have been a direct product of that. Right, so if his mother was a mamzeris, he would only be a son of a son.
You can frame the question slightly different. How come the Gemara says by a woman, when you do check, how come you have to go back three generations? Why not just check the mother? Because once there's a mamzer anywhere, all you have to do is check the mother. Right. Why do you have to go back three generations?
Well, it's in a way a similar idea because you have to check. You don't check the father, you don't check the grandfather, or the great grandfather, but you do check the mother, the grandmother, and the great grandmother. So,
okay, I hear the question. I think it's a very good question. I don't know. Tarachin, we have to understand this a little bit better, I guess. Rav Ada bar Ava Tani, he taught Arba Imahos Shem Shtaimisrei. Four. That there are 12. Four that are 12. Okay, I don't know the whole math here. Says Rashi, Shem Shtaimisrei, Akol Zug, Mosiv Levdok Ode, Aim Lamal. You have to go one generation above. So you're going up three generations, right? Four in each level. So, and then. Bimasnisatana Dali Malos Shehem Shesh Esrei end up being a total of 16. Okay, so I need like a chart here, a whole family tree, but okay, either way, 12 or 16, that's what he learned in the Brai. So Shabishmal Rav Ada Bar Ava, we understand Mokim La Belivia Bas Yisrael. So when he says the Brai, he's referring to, remember our Mishnah said for Kohenes you only need 8. Belivia Yisrael, you need to go up one more generation, so you're going to go to 12. So when he says in the Brai of 12, that's referring to Levia Yisraelis. But this other Bryce that talks about 16, what's whoever do you have to check for 16? So Gemara says, Ela Masnisa not Nema Pligi. Where's the name? Maybe he argues. Maybe he argues in the Bryce. The Bryce, he argues in the Mishnah. It's a Machlokas. How many generations back do you have to go? And Gemara says, love, not true. The Bryce is not arguing in the Mishnah. Rather, it's talking about my Odachas Zug Achas. When he said one more level up, it means the entire Zug Achas. I guess you have to spread it out further. Right, everything goes in exponents here, right? So if one generation up is one.
That's the instant. The stemness rate doesn't add up because it's either 2, 4, or 16.
Exactly. That's what Gemara says. When it says 4, I mean just pick the, any 4 of that next generation.
I understand because I was thinking exactly that 12 doesn't add up.
Exactly. Gemara says you have to go all 8 across, and that's exactly what Gemara explains. Okay.
It's 1, 2, 4.
Right. Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Rabbi Zud, Divrei Rabbi Meir." This is all according to Rabbi Meir. Aval Chachamim Omrim Kol Mishpachos Bechens Kas Kashrus Hein Omdos. He says, "There's no need for research. That's apparently how we paskin all families, unless you've heard otherwise." Bechens Kas Kashrus Hein Omdos. Any is that really true? V'ha Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya Amar Rav Mishnah Seinu B'Kishir Kari Lav Arar. It's only a situation where there is some type of protest, some type of accusation about a person. So that's when you have to do this. So it sounds like man de masliha. So therefore, it sounds like had it not been for the error, then it would have been. There's no need for any bedik, even according to our Mishnah. So Gemara says man de masliha lo masliha. One who taught this one didn't teach that one. I mean, two different prices. It's machlokas how to understand the Mishnah. The first opinion is that Rav Meir holds you always have to do this research, and this other opinion thinks that no, you only do the research when there's some type of RR that came out. But other than that, you don't have to do any research.
Does it don't do any too?
In terms of the research?
Yeah.
It seems from just the way that it's brought down Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like you don't have to do any research. Every family b'ches is kashrus, unless you find out some other, pagam you hear of. Marnel says, Ikad Amri, others say it goes like this. Amr Rav Yehuda Amr Rav Zud Devei Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, who requires all this research. Aval Chachamim Omrim, Kol Mishpachos, b'ches is kashrus, hein omdus. You don't have to do any research. Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav Im Kari Alav Arar Tarach Levdok Acharya. If you hear something, then you have to do the research. So same idea as before, just a little bit different presentation of who was saying it was question and answers or whatnot.
No, well, according to this, it comes out even according to Chachamim, you would have to Oh, does it come out the same?
I think the same, yeah. I think so. Mara now says, "Ain both giving a mizbeach l'mal." Let's say you found that they were working as a kohen. So then, my time. So let's say, for example, the father, the kallah's father, was a kohen. So then you don't have to do any research because he has yichus already. So Gemara explains, "Ilavd my time. Ilavd batkua lo havu maskulei." Had they not done the research in the first place, then they would not have let them get married or let them work in the mizbeach. So the fact that he's working in the mizbeach tells us that he has proper yichus. Then the Gemara says, if you found out that the father's a Levi and he worked on the duchen, he worked on the platform singing in the base of Mikdash, then you don't have to do any further research. My taima, Damar Mar Shesham, Hayu Yoshrin, there, the Lishchas, in the Lishchas Agazis, which is adjacent to the Azara, the Sanhedrin would sit. Yoshrin Miyachse Kuna Miyachse Levi, they'd sit there and figure out who has Yichus, who doesn't have Yichus. So not only would they figure out the Yichus of the Kohanim, but they would also figure out the yichus of the Levim, and if they were serving as a Levi, tells us that they must have done the proper research and they have a good yichus. Also, if you find out that a father was sitting on the Sanhedrin, also we know that there was good yichus there as well. My time went to reason. The Tani Rav Yosef Kishem Shebeis B'din Menukin Mitzedek. Just like Bezin is clean of Tzedek, which means that they are, you know, in terms of justice, they give proper justice. It's a strange way of saying this. It should be probably like Menukin any Avera. Nukum and Tzedek sound like they're free of it. They're lacking justice. It doesn't mean to say they're lacking justice, obviously. That they're clean. They're full of righteousness and justice. So just like they're Menukum and Tzedek, Kach Menukum Mikol Mum. They're also clear of any Mum. So that means any Mum, whether it be a physical Mum or whether it be a Yichus Mum. So Amar, Maremar, my crow, what's the Pasuk that supports this, that tells you that they have to be clean of all Mumim? Says the Pasuk in Shiashirim, Kulach Yofa. All of you are beautiful, Rayasi, all my friend, my dear friend, Mum Ein Bach, and there's no Mum among you. Ema Mumma Mamish, maybe it means an actual Mum, a missing limb of some sort, but not about the Yichus, maybe only physical Mumim. But if a guy has no physical Mumim, but has no Yichus, maybe he could still serve in the Sanhedrin. So Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, V'yatzfu Sham Imach, that we should be with you, so they should stand with you. Akash Baruch Hu says to Moshe Benu that the Shivim Zakenim should stand with you. So imach with you, bedomim lach, just like you are, have no mumim in yichus as well. Moshe Bein, of course, we know his parents; he has good yichus. So too, the rest of Sanhedrin, the other shivim zakenim, also have to have good yichus. The dumba mishum shechina, maybe because the shechina at that time, the shechina was so powerful, only the Sanhedrin during Moshe Bein's time required such yichus. But maybe lost lava later on, after that time, you don't require such yichus. So then, Amar of Nachman, Amar Kar, the pasuk says, "V'hakel me'alecha v'nasu itcha." It says yet again, itcha, they should, to lighten the load, and they should lift with you, they should serve with you in the Sanhedrin, itcha again, to be similar to you. To similar to you in terms of no mumim, and similar to you in terms of good yichas, lidaros. Okay, Gemara now says two dots. So call me Shech Ziku, Avosa Mishot Harabim, anyone whose father was part of the police staff of some sort, the police force. So, Lememra de lo makminim, but psulim, is this to say that we don't allow the psulim to serve as a police officer? We're many, the Gemara says.
Even
Dayanim, aha. Interesting, okay. Rashi showed to the Harabim is Dayanim Baalma, Shainim Mamanim Esim Misholish Al Sanhedrin Katana. I wonder why they call them Shotrim. Because we know the Pasuk says Shoftim is Shotrim. Shoftim are the judges, Shotrim are the enforcers. Okay, I wonder why they do that. But either way, find the Dayanim. So it means we could really allow a psulim to be Dayanim, but doesn't the Gemara say, Minhu Hakol Kshem, there's a mission need, I think. Hakol Kshem Ladun Dini Mamunis, Fein Hakol Kshem Ladun Dini Nefashos. Everybody's trusted, it's kasher to be a judge for Dini Mamunis. But when it comes to Dini Nefashos, not everybody can be a Dayan. And Vinam Baba Hakol, what's Hakol coming to include? Lasuimai, Amir Yehuda, Lasui Mamzer. That Mamzer can work as a Dini Mamunis, but he can't serve on a Bezin of Dini Nefashos. So how come our Mishnah allows anyone to be, but rather, other way around. Our Mishnah says you have to be kosher to be a Dayan. Right? Kol Sheikh Zuka Avosa Mishote Rabim assumes he's kosher. But the Mishnah neither tells us that he can, a psul, a mamzer, is kosher for Dini Mamunis. Mar answers, Amar Rabbi explains, B'Yushalayim. Yushalayim, they have higher standards. You're right, the rest of the world, wherever there's a Bezin of Shlosha, you could have a mamzer serve as a Bezin. But in Yushalayim, if this family was found to have the father working on the Bezin in Yushalayim, then it has to be kosher. V'chein tani Rav Shimon Bar Zera, v'kidushay de Be'Levi Yerushalayim. I guess it must have been the name of the Bezdin that existed in Yerushalayim. Gemara now says, Gabbai Tzedakah Masim. Oh, so if you find out that the father...
You should be Levi Tosefta. It's a Sefta of Maseches Kedushin that Levi was Masader.
Ah.
It's part of... Shimon Bar Zera says from that, and that's the Tosefti's quote, Yerushalayim.
Where do you see that?
I have in the Masoros HaShem.
Ah, okay. Fine. Okay, look at him holding a bus. Beautiful. Okay. Where do you see that? I have that in mind. Okay. Fine. So Gemara says, V'gabai tzedaka masiyin. Destroy
the
bathroom. Gabai tzedaka masiyin. So gabai tzedaka, if you find out that the father was a gabai tzedaka, then you could assume he was kosher, he's good yichas. My time, what's the reason? Came into Mansi b'hadai inchi. Since the gabai tzedaka is always fighting with people, trying to collect money, damar mar mashkin al tzedakah, he's even able to take people's property in collaterals away. If a guy doesn't pay the tzedakah that he owes, so it gets into a lot of fights, he's collecting rent. Not a fun job. Va'afil be'erev Shabbos, even on Friday, Erev Shabbos he's allowed to collect, which is a very hectic time, of course. Rashi explains, va'afil be'erev Shabbos shehadam torah, the guy is busy. Mitok kach marivin imam vazinoso, he can get in my house, I'm making Shabbos. What are you doing collecting money? So even then, they're fighting and collecting money. V'im is sadika is lekala. So the guy sees the gabbai tzedakah walk into his home Erev Shabbos. If there's a psul, he let it be known to this guy and everybody else. And the fact that it wasn't known tells us that it must be he's a kosher guy. Okay, Gemara says now Ushbiz Chinna de Rav Ada bar Ava Girahava. So Rav Ada was hosting a ger. The Hava Kamante Ihu Rav Bibi Mar. They were fighting. So Mar Amar. On Avidina Sirat Demasa, I work as what position in the city?
I run the city.
Okay. Umar Amar on Avidina Sirat Demasa, I am the one running the city. I'm the governor. So Asla Kamadir Rav Yosef. They went to Rav Yosef, and Amar Lahu. So he says to them, Tanina Misha says, Som Tatsim Alech Melech Nikar Vechecha. You could only have a king come from a Jew, not a ger. All the different positions, the offices, can only come from a person who is Mikai Rachecha, who is a born Jew, not a ger. So we see that the ger was making a claim that couldn't be true. So even his mother's from Israel, but his father is not Jewish. Rashi says, nothing here. Okay. So, Afil Imam Yisrael. So that's meant to be a question, I think, right? So Amar Le Imam Yisrael Mikav Achecha Queen Abay. So if the mother is from Yisrael, he's considered Mikav Achecha Queen Abay. Yes, if the mother is from Yisrael, she's Jewish. So then he is considered Jewish and he's considered Mikav Achecha, and he can serve as that position. So the Gemara answers now: Karina Bay Hilchach Rabibi the Gavra Rabahu Line B'Mil D'Shmaya Umar Line B'Mil D'Masa. It sounds like they both had a good claim. And let's split up the position and the roles. So since Rav Edi, I lost place for a second. Since Rav Bibi was a Gavra Rabba, meaning he was a Talmid Chacham Gadol, let him be Ma'ayin into any matters relating to religion in the city, and let the other guy, the Ger, be Ma'ayin into all the matters of the city, all the mundane questions. So Amar Bai says Hilkach Man the Mishrei Tzumer Mir the Baram Bishbu Zichenu Lashrei. Anybody who allows a Talmid Chacham to be in his house, Lashrei Kirav Ada Bar Ava, what's the Rashi? Lashrei Kimo Lasur Lahem Menucha Asur Bei Mishrei. What's the line here? Lasur Lahem.
Search out.
Listen, Lasur is to like that was a spy. They spied out the land. Lashrei Kirav Ada Bar Ava Diyadei Lamapech Le Bzechusei. You should seek out someone like Rav Ada Bar Ava who could always find the Zechus. I mean, he's a good person to host because he always finds the Zechus in you. Because Rav Ada Bar Ava was the one who had saved this particular host here. That even though he's a ger, he found the Zechus for him to continue his position.
It's sometimes about like a melech, it's not the same thing as like when somewhere over here you have a ger, you know?
What is it? It's considered a position. Of authority. But the Gemara says Kol Masim. It says Som Tasim. Why double lashon Som Tasim? Kol Masim is all positions that one is appointed to. Gemara says Amar Abaye. No, it's not where we are now. Rav Zera Metapil Behu Rabba Baravua. With who? Rashi says Misasik Behem Lechavdam Loshivam Bishrara. Who? In general, Gerim, yeah. Yeah, Gerim? Okay, he was involved trying to help them find a certain to be mechabe them. And Rabbi Baravua Metapa Behu, he would also be involved and show them a cover. The Marava, Afilu Rei Shikura Lomok Minayu. So in the West, they wouldn't even allow them to be Reish Kari. What's Reish Kari? Rashi says, Memona Al Hamidos, to take measures and take measurements. They wouldn't give them any position. In the West, they were much harsher on the Gerim. And Minaharda, Afilu Reish Kalusa Lomok Minayu, Reish Gargusa Lomok Minayu. And Naharda, they're also very makbid not to even allow him to be the one watering the grass, which would be considered enough of authority for them to be makbid. Didn't leave much room for them to do anything. Now again, it means to be the resh, to be one in charge, to work and have a job, that was allowed, but just to be the one in charge, the manager, that's where they drew the line. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Afmisha, Yavachulei. So he says, what was Rabbi Yossi saying again in the Mishnah? That even a person who was signing on the aid in the Archei HaYishana Shot Tzipari, one of these villages next to Tzipari, would also be trusted. My time, Daiku Mechasme, they would only allow people who had Yichus to sign on the signature. So if he was an aid, they would trust him. We have time for this? What time is it now? I think I'd pull it off. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna said, the last line which was unclear, Af Misha Hayamuchtav Basratya Shamel. Even a person written in that, whatever that is, would also be trusted. What does that mean? Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Bechayalo Shah Beis David. That was your question. What type of king? If they were, he was a soldier of Beis David, he would be qualified because apparently they would have the proper yichus. How do we know that Chayalo Shah Beis David had yichus? Amar of Yosef Maikra, what's the pasuk? Vishyachsam Betzava Bemechama. That yichus, before entering into the army, they had to have proper yichus. V'taim am I? What was the reason? Amar of Yehuda Marav, Kidei Shetei Zechusan V'Zechus Havosam Yisaitim. To have zechuyos of themselves and their fathers, help them win the battle. V'ha'ika, is that true? Isn't there, this example, the pasuk says, Tzelek HaAmoni, he worked in the, he was an Amoni. And he didn't have yichus and he worked in the army. My love, the Asi Ma'amon, he came from Amon. Lo, the Asi Ba'amon, he lived in Amon, but he didn't come from Amon. He was Jewish. Havaha Ika Uriachiti, my love, the Asi Mechais, he came from Chais, from the Chitim. Lo, the Yasa Bechais, he was a Jew living in Chais. Vaha Ika, isn't there another example of Itia Giti, Itai Giti, the Chitema Hachanami, the Yasa Begasin? Maybe he only lived there, but he didn't come from there. But Vahama Rav Nachman, Itia Giti, Itai Giti, Ba Ubatla, he came and he was Batil. What was he Batil? Does that mean I'll say butler?
Yeah, the Avodah Zara Shil Amon Shilakach.
He's butler the Avodah Zara. So it means he came from Gas and he was Mavatalit. So he came from Avodah Zara. He came from Goyim. Though, moreover, Amr Yehuda Marav, Arba Meos Yiladim Hayulo, the David, the Kulim Bnei Yefes Torah Hayu. So he had 400 children that came from Bnei Fas Toar, the Kulim Mestapin Kome, Umegalin Beloris Hayu. And they all would serve as barbers and stuff, and fix their own hair, I think, and let their hair grow long. The kulam yoshim bekronios, they all shows off. They sat in these golden wagons. The hayu mahalchin barashia gayasos, and they led the army. The hein hein balei agrofim shel beis David. They were the ones who were these aggressive people in the malchus beis David. So we see from here that they didn't have proper yichus. They came from the eishes shifas tower. Gemara says de azli levusa alma. They went in front of the army not because they were managing, because they were the generals, just since they were so strong and powerful, just to scare people away. They really weren't managing the fight.
But it's still, it's a proof that they all, whatever, Gerim or Mamzerim.
No, but they weren't taking a position.
Ringers.